for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Hour number two of our weekly radio broadcast. This is our On the House segment. We spend the entire hour on your home, castle, or cabin. One specific element, if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, a free publication that we do annually for you, the Arizona homeowner, you will see the topic of this month is windows and doors. And we've got a beautiful display of Pella's products on this home that we've got Adam Homer in. You're kind of the... You've been with them so long, your title's changed so much.
Yeah, seemingly every time I come in here, it's a little something different. But no, same as last time. So I guess I was here in October. But yeah, I'm the marketing and business development manager for the Mountain West branch, which expands. So we're all of Arizona, all of Utah, southern Idaho, and Jackson, Wyoming.
I'm going to assume the majority of the people listening to this broadcast already know the Pella Window brand name, but they probably don't know the story. And I want to start there back, you know, let's reel back the clock 100 and...
Not quite 90, 100 years ago, 96 years
96
ago.
96 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so founded in Des Moines, Iowa in 1925, guy by the name of Pete Kuiper and his wife. He was a businessman, entrepreneur, and saw an ad in the paper for it was called the Roll Screen Company that was for sale. It was a accessory product to put on your existing windows. That it was a disappearing screen that just went up into the top of the valance, and you pulled it down when you needed it, and up when you didn't. It mainly went on casement windows and things like that.
Pretty high tech in 1925.
It really was. It has this spring balance on both sides, and it was. There was no fiberglass mesh, I don't believe anyways, back then, but it's like a steel screen mesh. And I've seen a couple of them in older historic homes, and it's you'll know it when you see it. It's pretty crazy. And of course, they've got some at the History Museum back at the factory. But so he bought this business and grew it into a pretty viable business model, and decided that he wanted to move out of Des Moines for one reason or another. I don't know if it was labor force or cheaper taxes or whatever, but he moved it about 45 minutes east to town of Pella, Iowa. And again, it was still the Roll Screen Companies. Didn't make windows, just this accessory. The war rolls around in the 40s, and housing. There's a housing boom afterwards, and they see a need for they're using these accessories on all sorts of windows. And they thought, well, maybe we should try throwing our hat in the ring and making our own. And so they started making windows. And I think it was 1941. And that's kind of where it took off. They started with the casement window, and then they brought on double hung windows, and they started making patio doors. And it was still called the Roll Screen Company, and they just happened to be in Pella, Iowa. And so as things grew, and they introduced the blinds between the glass in the 1960s, which is kind of funny because even we got the home show going on this weekend, and people come in the booth or in the showroom all the time, and they'll say, "Oh, is that something new?" Well, 1960, that sounds new to you.
Depends on your time of frame of new.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they've grown their product offering, and in the 90s they changed to Pella Corporation. It just made sense from a marketing standpoint. Everybody knew that they were from Pella, and Roll Screen was kind of confusing because that became a real just a small product offering for them, because windows and doors was now what we did. I started with them in 2000, so just about 21 years ago. There has been so many changes in products and new product lines. I've seen them bring in vinyl windows and doors. I've seen the invention of the Impervia window, which I'm sure we'll talk about, the fiberglass product, entry doors. It just keeps growing and changing and developing into what we've become today.
And before we get into all the different elements and product lines, back to Pella, Iowa, and Pete Kuiper, we had the privilege of touring the manufacturing plant in 2014, and it's 40 acres under roof. It took all day, and we still didn't see everything.
Yeah.
Starting on the, if my memory's correct, kind of the southeast side, lumber's getting trucked in daily, and it's got this huge warehouse for lumber, and then you're taking the lumber and you're sizing it for the windows.
Well, and the cool thing about the lumber area where they're, because they're seasoning it, they're making it sure it's got certain humidity and whatever before they use it, but the guy, and I'm sure he told you too, because this is usually part of his stick, is he'll say, you know, well, this, the lumber that you're looking at here, and it's a massive amount of lumber. I mean, you could build, I don't know how many dozens of houses or hundreds of houses with it, but he's like, yeah, this will last us until Thursday this week. Yeah. And then it's all gone.
And you think, how could that possibly be? But as you continue on, you see all the different milling processes for the different types of windows. You know, there's the first cut is your grain finish, so your exterior finish to the homeowner, you see wood. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some that are paint finish, and that's a combination of the excess of the grain that, you know, it's not long enough to make a complete window sash, so it's glued together and repurposed, and you know, there's not a lot of wood waste in that. You know, you go to a lot of job sites and you can tell how experienced the crew is based on how full of lumber the dumpster is. And
right,
you know, y'all don't have a big dumpster there.
No, I think that they utilize 99% of all the lumber that comes through there. And the only thing that is, you know, there's very minimal waste. And if, and I'm sure that, again, they told you on this tour, the ventilation system that you'll see, well, it's really an extrication system that goes all through the whole factory, and it takes all the sawdust. And instead of it going to someplace on our property, it actually shoots across the street to this other company, and we sell them the sawdust by the pound, and they make pet bedding. So whether it's for, you know, cattle or horses or dogs, cats, whatever, they use this for bedding, and then they sell it somewhere else. And they've been doing that for a long time before recycling or any of that was kind of in vogue, I guess. And it was just a part of their culture and what they did.
And a lot of the windows, I'm sure, are standard. There's plenty of standard sizes, but there's a lot of custom sizes. Mm-hmm. And it was really impressive to see, all this lumber, how to track this specific order for Romy's house way out in Arizona, you know, a couple thousand miles away, and how it all gets processed together on various different sizes and packaged. And, you know, there's a lot of automated machinery in there, but there's still a ton of labor force. I mean, I can't remember how many manufacturer
people are on the floor. I know that at Pella corporate headquarters, including manufacturing, there's like 6,000 people, I believe. I don't know how many break down to the actual plant workers versus the office folks, but yeah, it's a big outfit.
So we're talking American made product by American working force.
Absolutely,
it's very cool to see that all come around. And on top of all that, you know, it's still, in our opinion, the best window that's available on the market. Well, I mean, and it has been for years. It's just been the standard.
Well, I appreciate that, and I tend to agree with you.
No bias here, just facts.
That's right, just facts.
If it wasn't the best, we wouldn't be working here.
That's right, yeah. But no, and it's really cool you guys were able to go back there and see it firsthand. And it's kind of like those shows on Discovery or History Channel, where it's made or how it's made or
how
whatever
it's
it is.
Made.
How it's made, yeah. It's so cool to see it in person, and just see it all come together.
And the town itself is very charming. I understand, we went in the spring, so it was kind of the ideal time. There's a period of time it's all white.
Mm-hmm.
And, for a desert rat, not exactly the type of climate we are used to. But we were there after the snow melt and all the tulips were...
Oh, yeah, tulip time.
Were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Big tulip festival every year in Pella. And we were talking off the air just how unique the town of Pella is, because you have the Pella Window and Door Company there.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have Vermeer. And, you know, if you don't know what Vermeer is, just look at any big truck that's hoeing a wood chipper behind it that's working on the streets, and they're cutting branches and they're shooting them right into the trimmer. 90% of those you see are Vermeer.
Yeah.
And they're made in Pella, too. So you've got two $1 billion companies in this small Iowa town of less than 10,000.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I didn't know much about Vermeer before I started working for Pella, but yeah, they're both multi-billion dollar international companies in this little tiny town in Iowa that looks like a, you know, you've seen it. It looks like a little storybook town.
It does.
It's beautifully clean.
Old grain mill right in downtown.
Yeah, largest working windmill in North America. They still pump out the windmill bread that you can buy. But yeah, they make Vermeer does, I mean, they do a lot of agricultural stuff, but chipper shredders, horizontal drilling machines, I mean, all sorts of pretty amazing products. And they're, I think Pella and Vermeer are always swapping labor back and forth to see who can get, you know, the best and most people in that small town.
There might even be seasonal variances as well in that.
I'm sure there is, yeah. Yeah.
How did Pella, Iowa get its name? I'm curious. You have any idea?
Well, it's a Dutch town. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
I don't know that answer. But everybody thinks that Pella that's just the name of the window company, but it's actually the town. Town was there first.
And they did tell us on that tour, the tour guide y'all set us up with, not only did the Pella manufacturing plant, but they took us around the town as well. Mm-hmm. And they told us, but I can't remember. The interesting fact I remember, and what they're very proud of, is of in that town, they have two bars, but 32 churches.
I've been to both the bars, but not any of the churches.
So they were very proud of that fact of how that community had established itself you know, what you would assume from, you know, the quote Bible Belt area of America.
So. Yeah,
but we'll have to look that up. I think it's somebody's name, Pella.
One of the Dutch
founders, I think. But if you have a window question, doesn't have to be Pella related. It could be any window question related. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. The auto attendant is gone, so you don't need to worry about that anymore. You call that number. It rings right through the studio. Carol's ready to take your call. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email us info@rosieonthehouse.com. We're here with Adam Homer of Pella Window and Door.